Paul Ramel here for Q92 Radio. On the phone with us is Casey Napkin. Casey's one of the guys in charge of the fourth annual fishing tournament at Del Clark Lake in Cambie this Friday and Saturday. And you got everything ready, Casey?
Well, we're getting there. I took tomorrow and Friday off to make sure that everything can get set up right.
Yeah, it's each year the tournament seems to get bigger, doesn't it?
And we're getting bigger and bigger each year with more and more sponsors that make this thing happen.
Takes a village or a lot of people to put this tournament on. Tell us who's sponsoring it.
We got multiple sponsors all the way in not just Cambie area, but Madison, Dawson, kind of all the listening area of your radio station. Mm-hmm. Seems like people come out and support even when it isn't necessarily in their own town.
Right, right. Well, tell us about the tournament, Casey.
Well, we start Friday at 4, and we kind of went underneath a renaming. We're calling it the Cambie Classic this year. I think it was a little wordy, so we shortened it up just to that. So it's officially the Cambie Classic now.
Okay.
And that starts on Friday at 4 o'clock, January 28th, with the 24-hour. We're going to start registering houses. We're actually going to register some houses Thursday night from 5 until 10. So if you want to come in early and get your house set, in case you got to work the most of the day Friday, we are going to do that again this year. But on Friday, we are going to start registering houses roughly about noon. So you can come out Friday, get your house registered, get set up and ready for the 4 o'clock siren start. And the end time on the 24-hour, of course, is 4 p.m. on Saturday, the 29th. The prices on that one's $25 for adult, $20 for kids age 15 and younger. And then on Saturday, we're going to run our two-hour tournament where we, with hopefully the weatherman keeps his promise of 33 degrees on that day.
Yeah.
So we're hoping a bunch of kids come out, have a good time. We got a bunch of prizes that we're focusing on the kids, on just a kid's drawing. And that's going to be for the 24 or the 2 hour. The kids are going to get registered on that one, but we're going to draw those at the awards ceremony at the end of both tournaments. But the 2 hour starts January 29th at 1 p.m., lasts till 3 p.m. The gates will open at 11 a.m. On that day. We are selling burgers Friday and Saturday, and plus we have breakfast sandwiches Saturday morning. So ultimately, if you don't feel like cooking on the weekend, we're going to have food out there pretty much the whole time. In between the us cooking, and we also have a nonprofit church group that's going to be out there serving chili on Saturday.
Oh.
And it's going to be a free will donation to them to send them on a church trip. So even if you're not fishing, what we're asking is to come out and have a burger, check out what's going on, and support the nonprofits that we have out there. Cambie Lions Club is going to be out there with hot chocolate and coffee and drinks. So there'll be multiple ways to either eat or drink out there.
Okay.
Friday and Saturday.
All right. Sounds good. What about those Cambie cash winners every hour? What's that about?
Yeah, so we start Friday at 4 o'clock, or the first one's going to be at 5. What we do is we got 24 hours. It's $50 an hour, and we're going to draw one an hour for anyone that comes out on the 24-hour tournament and registers and gets their ticket to fish in that. So every hour we're going to release on the Cambie Fire Department webpage the winner of that. So we're going to draw one an hour, and you win $50 worth of Cambie cash.
All right. Yeah, I know last year when I was out broadcasting there, Casey, what I like about the Cambie Classic Ice Fishing Tournament, you really stress the kids, get the kids out to ice fish, and there was a lot of kids with parents and grandparents fishing last year.
Yeah, I think we had like 119 kids registered or fish last year, and we're hoping to blow that out of the water each year.
Yep.
Mainly to get the kids out experiencing something that maybe they've never done. And along with the kids, I'm going to say while supplies last, if you come out with your kid, you're going to receive either tackle or a pole if you register them to fish. So ultimately either tackle or pole, almost there is a cost to their ticket. So they're getting one or the other, and it's pretty much your payment back to register, and they get tackle to fish. So,
okay. Talk about the prizes a bit. I know you can't name them all, but there's a lot of prizes.
Oh, we don't have time to name them all, I think, Paul. The biggest one that I'm going to talk about, or I want everyone to know about, is, okay, if you buy a ticket to get into the 24 or the 2-hour, you go in for a Panoptics, Garmin Panoptics. Anyone that ice fishes right now knows what I'm talking about. It's the biggest, hottest thing. It's about $3,200 worth of a prize.
Wow.
And we're not raffling it. It's if you get into either the 24 or the 2-hour, your name goes in this bucket. Well, we were fortunate enough that a business, a local business, came to us late last night when we were packing up all the prizes in an enclosed trailer in which we didn't have enough room, to give us another Markham M3 locator, which is about a $500 locator. And we're going to throw that one on there, too, and give that one away in that same kind of drawing. So if you buy that, if you just get into either 2-hour or 24, you have that chance. The one thing we are stressing this year, though, is that we need you present to win. Believe it or not, we've had the last couple years prizes that haven't been claimed. And we don't want to have this in storage for the next year. So if you don't claim them, if you're not present, we're going to go to the next person because we want these prizes going out to the people that support us.
Right. Correct. Yep. Talk about the raffle tickets that are on sale.
The raffle tickets are going fast. I'm guessing by today it's going to be pretty narrow to get one.
Okay.
They're $20 a ticket, and prizes first is $3,000. Second is $1,500, third is $750, and 10 $100 winners and 10 $50 winners.
Okay.
We're doing that through the Canby Sportsman's Club.
Okay. Yeah, the Canby Classic is sponsored by the Canby Sportsman Club and the Canby Fire Relief Association, correct?
Correct. We did this adventure together. That way we had enough guys to put this on since... it is, we start planning for this in July.
Okay.
This is our first meeting, and we meet about once a month up until about December. Then we ramp up about every 2 weeks we're meeting. And it seems like right now we're meeting almost every minute on a text group of the committee, but it's all coming together.
All right. So over $20,000 in prizes Friday and Saturday at the Canby Classic and Del Clark Lake. And, yeah, everybody's welcome. And still got room for a lot of people, right?
Yep. We still got lake space out there. There's been rumors that we're going to limit houses, so I'm going to quash those rumors on your radio that we are not going to limit the houses.
All right. And what's the, how thick is the ice on Del Clark Lake? Do you know, Casey?
This year is the best year we've ever had. I put my house out there on Sunday, and I drilled, and there's 20 inches of nice, clear ice.
Nice.
Along with the weather, this is the best setup we've had since we started this in the 4 years.
That's right. And with close to 30 degrees Friday and Saturday, that's probably the best temperatures you've had, huh?
That is the best. It was cold. It's been cold every year we do this. And I sure hope the weatherman knows what he's talking about this year.
Okay. Hey, Q92, I'll be out there broadcasting at the Canby Classic Friday from 1 to 4 and Saturday from 1 to 4. And looking forward to Casey. Always a fun time with you guys.
I sure hope you come out and get those kids interviews. They sure get a kick out of that.
Yeah, we'll get some kids on the air, that's for sure. So, all right, did we cover about everything?
I think, like I say, I'd name the prizes, but you don't have enough radio time for me.
That's right. Well, we'll talk about some of them on Friday and Saturday, so.
Sounds good.
All right. So, yeah, just show up, right, and register. Registration starts at noon on Saturday for the 24-hour tournament. And then on Saturday, the 2-hour tournament, gates will open at 11 o'clock for that. So thanks, Casey. I appreciate the time, and we'll see you Friday.
We'll see you later. You have a good day.
All right. Casey Napkin, part of the Canby Sportsman Club and Canby Fire Relief Association, sponsoring the 4th Annual Canby Classic on Del Clark Lake this Friday and Saturday. And listen to Q92 for live broadcasts.